Thank you very much. Now we move to agenda item 5, the general exchange of views. And as you are aware, this is the first of the new agenda items that we have to consider during our deliberations. As I have already mentioned, the meeting of state parties in December last year decided at this particular meeting of the preparatory committee we should consider this agenda item and also the following one, number 6, which is the traditional one on the organization of the review conference itself. Agenda item 5, however, is an innovation. As I have mentioned in my letters to state parties and in my briefings to the regional groups, I see this agenda item as an early opportunity for state parties to present ideas and proposals that they intend to develop for consideration by the review conference in November. This is not to say that proposals and ideas have to be presented now. I am not imposing a deadline on state parties, and we can return to this agenda item in August, and state parties can, of course, present ideas whenever they wish, even during the review conference itself. It is, however, clear that proposals presented early have a greater chance of attracting support in time for the review conference. I would therefore suggest that it is in the interest of state parties to present proposals as early as possible. I should stress that no decisions will be taken on any of these proposals until the review conference itself, which remains the parliament organ of the BWC. I am pleased to see that we already have several proposals that have been tabled in the form of working papers for this meeting, several of which have been available for a while as advanced versions on the BWC website and which are now available as official BWSU documents. I would like to thank those state parties that have already submitted working papers, and I would like to encourage other state parties to do so, either during this meeting or in the months to come. This shows the vitality of our convention and the commitment of state parties to explore ways in which to further improve its implementation. I do not see this agenda item as a general debate in the traditional sense. State parties are, of course, free to raise any issues of interest to them, but I would encourage you to focus on the review conference and particularly on proposals for consideration in November. I would also encourage you to approach this agenda item less formally than you would in a traditional general debate. For example, I would be happy to open the floor for comments and questions after each intervention to facilitate a more interactive discussion. However, I am in your hands and I certainly do not intend to force such an interaction. Therefore, I would like to proceed as follows. First, in accordance with standard practice, I would open the floor for any statements by regional groups. Then, I would like to invite state parties that have specific proposals to present to make their interventions. As I said, it is my hope that this section of our discussions could be interactive with comments and questions from other delegations. Finally, I would open the floor for comments of a more general nature with the proviso that there will be an opportunity for a general debate in the traditional sense during the review conference in November. So, I now would like to open the floor for regional group statements, and I give the floor to the Ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran, speaking on behalf of the group of the Non-Aligned and other states. Ambassador, you have the floor.